Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Aw, yeah! It's your boy, DJ Pauly G!
I like that.
Cabs are here. Cabs are here. Mixtape's here.
I'm trying to be DJ Pauly D. For just a moment, I was. Minus the tan. The man Minus is the quite tan. He's a successful DJ, by the way.
Yeah.
Pauly D from the Jersey Shore.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to him. Jersey Shore, the only reality TV show that I've ever actually gotten into.
Goodness.
First one, and it will be the last.
The last.
Apologies to my strong, powerful, independent woman girlfriend, but there's no way in hell I am joining her to watch the Real Housewives of whatever, Paducah, Iowa. Well,
you just brought up another confession of mine.
Yeah?
At one point, I got into like the Real Housewives of Jersey or whatever. It was years ago.
Because Jersey people are fun.
It was one of those. It was one of those East Coast ones.
Bless
their
heart.
It was weird.
So I saw a comedian make this joke the other day. There's only two states that flex about where they're from, no matter where in that state they're from.
Oh, God.
One, of course, is Texas. The other one is New Jersey. New Jersey flexes a lot, considering it's a state that's mostly trees. And it has the highest bear capita of any state
the highest
in the United
who?
States. Bear. There's lots of bears. No, not that kind of bear. Like actual bears. Actual bears.
Bears beats Battlestar Galactica.
Mm-hmm. That's right, Dwight Schrute.
Yes.
So.
Love it.
There is a controversy in the National Football League, and it has to do with a social media post made by the Los Angeles Chargers. Some consider the Los Angeles Chargers to have the best social media team in all of the NFL. During Sunday's Chargers-Cowboys game, where the Chargers won 34-17, a post was made about Cowboys center Cooper Beebe. There was a video that the Chargers posted where they edited a video of Beebe yelling what he says was a line call. They put an expletive in captions over while he was pointing at the Chargers, Dan Henley. And in this video that they posted, the caption was, LOL, instant karma. Beebe shared the video saying, I literally said, whole R. That's our call versus the Abbey front. Imagine bleeping out what I said to make me seem racist. You guys are POS Chargers. And it's true because everything was X'd out except for R by that post. Here is how that sounded in case you wanted a little additional context.
What? You call me a okay. Appreciate it. Ooh, hey, that's because you said bad words. He was talking me. He called me a bad word. I don't know what he said. He said something. He pointed at me. He called me a bad word. That's called karma. Instant karma. You keep pointing at me, it's gonna happen again. There you go. He might be all right now.
So that's Dan Henley, who was mic'd up for that situation right there. The Chargers' original video was deleted. The response from Cooper Beebe has been deleted. I don't know what happened. When you censor those words out, no one's going to know what happened. This guy clearly did not hear what Cooper Beebe was saying, in my opinion. To the point where he says, I don't know what he said, but he said something.
Yeah, exactly.
Like when you're mic'd up, you're going to play things up.
Yeah, of course.
Because everyone wants their social media moment.
This is viral.
This is a very weird story. And the Chargers social media team, someone might have gotten canned.
Ooh, you think so?
Oh, yeah. Someone must have gotten canned for this.
That's possible.
I mean, you do not make a lot of money to be running the social media of an NFL team. That's one of those jobs where you hope you can use it to get from point A to point B.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll say one thing about social media real quick. The Texans. The social media team for the Texans has been cooking this year. The Halo themes they've been coming out with, it's awesome.
The Halo themes?
Yeah, they've been doing some like Halo-like edits. It's like very cool. It's on their Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, on their Instagram as well, I believe. But check those out. They're really cool.
We talked about yesterday the Bud Light promotion that they did where they had a giant Bud Light can in, I believe, Herman Park.
Mm.
And it was because what they were going to do was, from Huntsville, launch essentially a spacecraft of sorts that carried a lot of Bud Light cans.
Oh, wow.
And they had a robo hand at negative 90 degrees pour a Bud Light in outer space into a glass. They caught it all on camera. I don't know how they did it. And shout out to the team, and I forget their name off the top of my head, that teamed up with the Texans to launch it into space. But it was very cool. We talked about it on yesterday's show.
That's kind of wild.
Their social media team trending up. Chargers social media team seemingly accusing people of being, at least in the eyes of Cooper Beebe, racist, if not worse. They are trending down. And now they got the Texans on Sunday.
Uh-oh.
We got all kind of beef in this game.
Oopsies.
Beef on the field, beef in social media. There's all kind of stuff going on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Figgy's mixtape featuring DJ Pauly G continues. This is embarrassing.
DJ.
The Pittsburgh Pirates, for the first time in a very long time, have signed a free agent player to a multi-year deal. Chris Partee, can you guess how long it's been since the Pirates signed a free agent to a multi-year deal after signing Ryan O'Hearn to a multi-year deal?
Former Bearcat, baby.
Sam Houston State, shout out.
Yeah.
I'm a free agent. I'm gonna say it's been 20 years.
Almost. The fact that it's been almost 10 is ridiculous.
Yeah.
December 27th, 2016, they signed Ivan Nova to a 3-year, $26 million deal. Ryan O'Hearn, guess how long they signed him for? 2 years! 2 years, $29 million. It took them 9 years to sign a free agent to a multi-year deal. The Pirates are one of many embarrassments across baseball that are a reflection of how ownership is such a massive issue in that sport. There will likely be a lockout since the Dodgers won the World Series because baseball's owners, cowards that they are, outside of Jim Crane, who to his credit spends money even if you don't maybe like the way he does things behind the scenes, are one of many teams, these Pirates, that have an ownership who hides, who acts like, oh, we don't have enough money.
Yeah.
But these teams are all making profits. They're all increasing in value every single year.
All these TV deals and Come on, man. Stop it.
To go 9 years between giving guys a multi-year contract in free agency and the deal that you gave out is for 2 years is unbelievable.
That's hilarious.
Even for baseball, even for the Pirates, and even for all the other teams in the sport.
That is hilarious.
Mm-hmm. More from Figgy's mixtape featuring DJ Pauly G. A Sugarland plastic surgeon is indicted.
Uh-oh.
He has been accused of performing surgery while intoxicated. Dr. Azul Shirazali Jaffer is charged with performing surgery while intoxicated, a felony offense. He reportedly performed the surgery on August 12th while intoxicated. What kind of surgery?
I was gonna say, what kind of a surgeon is he?
He plastic surgery for more than 24 years. He's listed as a 5-star rated surgeon on his website. He was arrested Monday following the indictment. Did he do it upstairs? Was it downstairs? There's so many jobs that are done these days. Was it a rhinoplasty?
I mean, it could have been a calf implant.
Oh, I would have loved a calf implant. I think you know this about me. I want calf implants.
Do you really?
Dude, I got little spindly little calves, man. It's the worst.
I got huge calves. I'll give you some of mine.
Must be nice. Must be nice. Yeah, you got nice forearms too. Not to make you uncomfortable, you got good arms. You know, I got big old pecs relative to the rest of my frame, but and a donk per the girlfriend, but no calves and no forearms, and it drives me crazy. It's because my Irish ancestors were probably reaching through grates to acquire potatoes and stuff. You know, you had to be spindly.
Hey, man, you got to work with what you got, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
But I want to know what this man was operating
too.
On what while was he intoxicated. Operating on? Yeah, but...
But it doesn't say.
No, it doesn't say. But I imagine he will not be performing any above-board plastic surgery anytime soon. Is that what he turns to next?
Hey, you just go to another country and do it.
Yeah, that's true. I'm sure that the world needs plastic surgeons everywhere.
He said he's a 5-star guy, right? So
5 stars, yeah. Did you go to Turkey, start giving people hair?
Maybe he was doing BBLs.
BBLs. Listen, I have no issue with the upstairs implants. No issues with it. To each their own. I'm never going to tell a woman what to do or not to do with their body, but the BBLs do not look good, and they should not be done.
They've gotten out of hand.
Yeah.
They've gotten out of hand.
They look completely ridiculous.
I'll be honest with you here, and this is in, I've loved Houston since I've been here almost a year and a half. I was surprised at how many BBLs were walking around in Houston.
Oh, yeah.
When I got here, I was shocked. I couldn't believe it.
We got money.
I could not believe
it. That's that moolah.
No.
Oil money from daddy.
Not just people with money.
Oh.
There's a lot of BBLs running around.
And you can tell they're BBLs.
Yeah.
You always can.
You can tell.
You know, you don't always know with a fake set upstairs, but you do always
know.
You got
to get a little closer for that.
Yeah, and by the way, sorry to sound like a pervert here, but as I was told by a wise man once, you know, if they don't come off in the shower, like, that doesn't, you know, they're real. Oh, why you got a nitpick? You know, unless they're looking all Cookie Monster-esque or something like that. Well, I'm just saying.
Cookie Monster.
Well, you know, say certain points are...
I get it.
In
I understand they going in, yeah, hey.
Different...
Looking at two different ends of the room.
Anyway, sorry, everybody. I know this is a family program. In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. No John. No Reggie. It is Paul, Chris, sitting in, calling behind the glass in for Figgy Fig. A Houston man crashed into the leasing office of an apartment complex and nearly into the pool. No injuries, but the images of this are very impressive. I saw this on Channel 11's website. How do you drive through a building?
Was he intoxicated?
I would think so. Or they might have been, let's be honest,
although,
an older person. Might have been an older person too.
Oh.
You know, you always see that there's a billboard that's not too far from where this station is that I see on the highway. And generally, whenever I was going downtown, you see Silver Alert, person in Buick. And I'm like, of course it's the Buicks. Goodness for whatever gracious. Reason. It seems like the vehicle of choice of...
Well, Buick,
of the
Buick,
elderly.
Buick has kind of always been like the older person. Unless you're from the Bay Area like I am, and the Buick, the Sabre, we called it a scraper back in the day.
The scraper, why?
The scraper. Because The Bay Area is different. It's kind of a rap thing. Rap, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Scraping down the street.
Ah.
Hanging out the doors. Door riding down the street. Doors open.
Was it a low riding kind of car?
Not supposed to be.
Okay. But some people.
Not supposed to be.
You see that here too, where people make the car just unnecessarily low. You're a crazy person if you're altering your car in Houston, Texas, to a point where you are lowering it to the ground with all the potholes on these terrible roads.
Yeah, these roads are something else.
Yeah, I've seen a couple people. The car looks great, man. But I'm like, you're nuts if you're driving in a car that looks like it's got no suspension whatsoever and is like essentially just dragging on the ground.
Sometimes you just go for it, man. Just go for it.
Buicks are too big of a car. Anyway, sorry.
Think so?
I will gladly endorse Buick, but no, I feel like if you're an older person and you're driving a Buick, they're just longer cars. Like it's like driving a boat.
They are.
So like I don't know, get them like a Fiat or something like that, or a golf cart if you let them drive.
Fiat.
Anything. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, speaking of driving, 49ers wide receiver Brandon Ayuk is in trouble. Stadium police are aware of a video that he posted driving around the 49ers stadium where he's going 105 miles per hour.
It's not that fast.
It's not that fast.
I mean, yeah, I'm not gonna lie. That's not that fast. But in a place that's near something that is fast. Like if you're driving, I don't know, at a certain point on I-45 up to Dallas, or on a certain point driving to Austin, there are a couple of stretches where you can get away with.
I'm just gonna assume
90 miles per hour. I would never, of course.
Yeah, of course you wouldn't, Paul.
I would never.
Have either of you ever been to the Niner Stadium?
No.
Levi's?
No. How is it?
I've been down there. That is not a road where you should be going 105 miles per hour.
Was it winding?
It's like I don't want to say it's a residential area, but it's almost like a residential area.
Oh, God. So Brandon Ayuk was just going 105 miles per hour near all the kids? Damn.
I don't think there were any kids out at the time, but because I saw the video.
Okay.
And it looked like the roads were pretty clear at the time. But that's not a... It's not a place you should be going 105 miles per hour.
No,
but he was trying to make a statement, it looked like.
What exactly, though?
Yeah, what's the statement? Like, I've been a disappointment to the 49ers and I'm a menace to the community? Great.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. We love you, Brandon.
It's like, you haven't seen me in months and you ain't going to see me.
Well, yeah. And I mean, didn't they, if I'm not mistaken, and you might know this better than me, Chris, didn't they basically void Brandon Ayuk's guarantees on his deal or something like that?
Yeah. They did something with his contract not too long ago. And Kyle Shanahan came out recently.
They voided his 2026 guarantees because he missed team activity.
Yeah. And Kyle Shanahan said, we haven't seen him in months. He said that recently.
So he's just not even going to the facility.
Because a reporter asked about him. Like, we haven't seen him in months.
Texans? Just kidding.
Do you really want to deal with that headache?
Oh, man.
No.
I could feel it coming a little bit, referring it back to the Texans.
That was a setup right there.
It was
a prime setup.
What team is Brandon Ayuk most likely to sign with next? And on top of that, Texans Chargers on Saturday. We'll talk a little bit more about that, about the Rockets' recent struggles before we get out of here. Merry Christmas, one and all. Paul Gallant and Chris Partee in for John and Reggie in the Loop, Sports Radio 610.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.